The government's been handed a good report card for its work in the mental health system, but has been criticised by the opposition for reviewing itself. The implementation unit is housed in the Prime Minister's own department and was set up to monitor the government's delivery on a small number of critical projects. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
Nearly 5 months after it was first set up, the government's implementation unit has released its first report card. Asked to look at delivery on Budget 2019's $1.9 billion mental health package, it found strong progress has been made. Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson, whom the unit reports to, says the report made some interesting observations.
The first of those being that actually a number of very good things have happened as a result of the mental health package, and that there has been an increase in services to a range of New Zealanders. It also highlighted some areas where further work is needed.
The review focused on the delivery of the output, what might be holding this back, and whether appropriate governance, planning and reporting mechanisms are in place. Recruitment, reporting and infrastructure were key areas for improvement, but the delivered or good work lists were much longer. Among this was progress made on integrated primary mental health and addiction services in GP clinics, with more than 200 GPs now housing a mental health specialist on site. But National's mental health spokesperson, Matt Ducey, isn't impressed.
That's only 15% of GP practices. That means 85% of GP practices still don't have mental health professionals in their practices.
Mr. Ducey says if this is success, the government has set itself a very low bar. But Health Minister Andrew Little says Mr. Ducey's calculations don't add up, a more accurate reflection being the population reached by these services, not the number of GP practices covered.
Yeah, Matt's not very good with numbers. It's not the proportion of GP practices, it's the proportion of the enrolled patient population, and that's roughly 1.4 million, I think.
Matt Ducey's criticisms don't stop at the numbers, though. He says the fact the government is reviewing itself on mental health delivery is an absolute sham.
To come out today and say they're making strong progress and mental health initiatives are on track is a kick in the guts to many New Zealanders who are stuck in waiting lists that have grown over the last 4 years to get the vital mental health services that they need.
Grant Robertson disagrees and says it's a useful report.
We've put it out there. It's not all entirely positive, the report. There were shortcomings and issues that needed to be dealt with. So I think it's a good and frank report, and I'm not aware that Mr. Ducey's party ever exposed themselves to such matters as well.
Today's review comes hot on the heels of the announcement of Kia Manawanui, the government's 10-year strategy for the mental health system.